Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
We've had a lot of complaints that when we start talking about women on the show and how women feel and what they, why they do things that they do, that we don't really know what we're talking about. We're three guys sort of, we just have a guy's point of view and that we don't really understand what women think. And I think that's fair. Like, I wouldn't listen to three girls telling me like what guys are like. I would hate that show.
I disagree with that.
Well, that's because you love The View.
No, it's because I'm married to a woman and I created a woman. I know so much about women, my penis can make them.
Well, what do you mean? You disagree that we don't know a lot about women?
Yeah. I strongly disagree.
Okay. I do kind of agree with the complaints that we get that the women don't have a say in, like, there's no one sort of bringing up points that we could take into consideration, I guess. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, it does, but I don't think it's fair because I don't think that women understand women.
No, okay.
No, seriously, think about that. Don't you agree with that to
yes,
a point?
I do. I definitely do. But you're making me stray from what I'm trying to say. I mean, we could argue this back and forth, but what I do think we know a lot about women, and I think that I know. I think most of the stuff we say is pretty accurate, but I also can understand a woman who is listening to the show wanting to have someone bring up like, hey, that's not always true, or hey, this is the exception. And we would then have to debate it a little bit more rather than just all be in unison that this is definitely the way it is at all times. Does that make sense?
Yeah, where we kind of operate on stereotypes and cliches at times.
Well, we definitely do. But my point is that I've gotten so many like emails and just things about this that I kind of caved, and I think we're gonna sort of try out a woman on the show as a co-host. She's actually been a guest on the show before, but it's her first time as sort of, I guess you'd say, this is her audition.
She's about to come into the studio right now. But first, I just wanted to say to sort of weigh in on my point of view that it takes more than a cock to make a human. It takes a pussy also.
That's true.
Wow, Chris is good at biology.
And just women are the mothers of the earth.
All right. All right, well, let's bring her in. Hang on.
Hey, here she is.
All right.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
We know. We've met.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, Jennifer. We're happy to have you here. And welcome. I guess I should say welcome back.
My name is Jennifer.
All right. That's good. Welcome back to the show. Now, the reason we're having you on is to sort of, we want to get a woman's perspective on some of the things that we talk about. For example, like Ben was saying earlier, he disagrees. He thinks we do know women and that, like, what would you say, Ben? What are some of the biggest arguments we've had about women that you think we're right about?
I don't know. I can't think of any specific examples right now of stuff that we've said about women. They're horrible drivers, but that's a fact.
Well, what do you think about that, Jennifer? Do you agree that women are horrible drivers?
I don't really know. I like to bake cookies.
They certainly know their way around the kitchen.
That's true. We've never debated that.
My job as a woman is to keep my husband's stomach fully and his balls empty.
See, I think Jennifer's going to fit in all right here.
She just kind of proves that everything we've said is right on the money.
Yeah, but that's not what we want from her. The reason we picked her is because she's sort of like the most, she's your kind of everyday woman, typical, but she's also somewhat of a feminist.
You guys are right on the money. Speaking of money, can I have some?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you get the job, you will be compensated.
Thanks, because I want to go shopping for stupid things.
Wow.
like to wear short skirts. A woman's skirt should stop just above the clit line.
See, this is a perfect example to prove that we actually, I actually disagree with Jennifer. I think a woman's skirt should stop below the clit. I mean, these are differences, and we're willing to debate them and willing to have women on the show to talk about these issues.
I disagree with both of you. I think a woman's skirt should stop where that individual woman wants it to stop.
Ooh, that is a good point, man.
Well, you are dead wrong, sir. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot that you were a man. I agree completely.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. But again, feel free to disagree on this show. Like, that's the reason we have you in, is to sort of give a woman's opinion.
We want her honest opinion.
Exactly. We want
we don't want to be pleased.
Do you remember any of the issues that we sort of disagreed with women about, Chris?
Or
that women have taken issue with things that we've said, I guess.
Well, I think a lot of women have voiced the opinion that they belong in the workplace.
Yeah. Well, this is an example. We agree with that. Obviously, I at least agree with it.
Chris, it depends on what the workplace is.
Well, this is a workplace, and Chris actually really objected to me bringing Jennifer in here until he saw her. Exactly. We should say Jennifer she's very, very attractive.
She's office scenery.
Well, that's
she's
not
better than the plants.
That's not how I look at her.
I don't think I want to make my point clear. I don't think women belong in certain jobs. Like, I don't think women should be fighting the front lines in the army. I don't think women should be in the fire department because they have to lift heavy hoses. And also, I don't think women should be doctors or teachers.
That's ridiculous. You don't honestly believe
there's some work that women are better suited for than men are, and there's some work that men are better suited for than women are.
I disagree. I believe women belong in the workplace, and my workplace is my husband's nut sack.
Wait, you belong in that workplace?
That didn't make sense, Jennifer. But I think men are more motivated for hard labor. And I think Jennifer will agree with me. Men just have a deep, burning, bulging desire inside them for work.
No, I agree with that.
Well, Jennifer, I'm curious what you might think about what I just said. About the deep, burning, bulging desire inside a man. Do you have any strong opinions about that?
I'm interested to see how this will turn out as well.
Well, obviously, I love penis. Is that what you wanted me to say?
Yeah, Chris. I mean, you're clearly just trying to lead her into some weird sex. That's not cool.
I'm sorry.
And we had you specifically...
I'm not used to working with women.
I know, but that's why we had you take
Red
that...
Red tits?
That's why we had you take that no sexual harassment in the workplace seminar right before this podcast.
I thought that was about racism.
You weren't paying very close attention, were you?
Don't harass Jinx.
I think Chris is going to have a little sit down with the shoddy radio HR department.
I want to have a meeting with HR. Humping resources.
He said humping resources.
I heard her. What are you?
She's joking. She's funny.
Okay, maybe we can just sort of ask you some questions, Jennifer, sort of get to know you on the show. Listeners know us pretty well. They have a good idea of who we are, but they may not know who you are. So we'll just kind of...
How did we meet Jennifer?
Well, I met Jennifer at a podcasting conference. She was working on a feminist podcast, which is why I thought she would be good for this show.
I was there with my ex-husband. I met him at a big dick convention. He was the keynote speaker.
Shoddy Radio.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Do you have a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com or call at 774-633-9669. That's 7 Shoddy Now.
Well, I've actually never met her before, so can she like describe what she looks like so that way I can kind of get an idea of what she looks like?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh God, I'm perfect.
I'll back her up. She's a very, very well-built woman. Well put together.
But perfect in whose eyes?
I'm an hourglass figure.
You are one?
I don't even know what that means.
She does have a very nice hourglass figure. She's very curvy, we'll say that. And I don't mean that in like the way that fat girls describe themselves on like Craigslist. She's curvy in a good way.
I have athletic legs, but not dykey.
Okay, so that's true. She has very athletic legs, and I'll agree with her. They don't look dykey. What else?
I guess I just wanted like the classic description. Like, if she was wanted for a crime, they would probably give like a height, a hair color, eye color, something along those lines.
I have full milky filled breasts.
I don't know that would be in your...
Would that be in the police blotter?
The only crime I'm guilty of is breaking hearts and penis bones.
Well, so again, let's say you're wanted for a crime. How would they describe you?
Sultry.
They wouldn't put out an MO or whatever you call it for a sultry woman.
The dick sucking lips.
I want to see that reward sheet.
Sultry with dick sucking lips. Dead or alive.
No, I think it's really important for me and the listeners. Like, we want like a better description. Like, I feel like you're giving out weird answers.
It's almost like you're trying to avoid the question or something.
I am not good at answering questions or simple math problems.
Now, you're not trying to insinuate that's because you're a woman or anything. That's just you individually.
I'm not too good at that either.
All right, well, maybe I'll describe her. Me and Chris can describe her. What would you say, Chris, about 5'8", 5'9"?
Yeah, I'd say she's like that old Commodores song. Like, she's a brick house.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say she's easy like Sunday morning.
Probably. That's Commodores, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
Don't you hate how men won't ask for directions? I don't. I love everything about men.
I gotta tell you, I am honestly starting to like this girl a lot.
She is a heartbreaker.
Okay, yeah, about 5'9". She has... What would you describe the hair as, Chris?
I would say it's somewhere between sandy blonde and midnight black.
I would say that too. I might have just called it brown, which is what
somewhere between there.
And what color are her eyes?
Oh, she has piercing.
They're like a turquoisey brown.
Piercing green eyes.
Yeah, greenish. And she has luscious red lips.
Yeah, she does have some very nice lips. She has very long eyelashes, like almost like the kind, they almost look fake, how long and sort of curly they are.
How long is her hair?
That's about shoulder length, a little longer than shoulder length.
I have a magnificent labia. Let me know if you want to see it.
No, thanks, but did you say it was magnificent?
She has an accent.
She does have an accent. That would be my next question is, where are you from, Jennifer, originally?
I am foreign. I am from a country where the women know how to treat a man and won't just fucking bitch about it all the time.
So let's keep going with the description, Chris. How would you describe her body? I'd say, first of all, very busty.
Busty, but a thin, thin waist and washboard abs.
Yeah. Not washboard in like a manly
flat
way.
No, of course not. In a feminine way.
Yeah. But like, again, with the we should describe busty because a lot of women, when they get a little bit older, they have
big breasts. Jennifer's not old.
No, she's not. But
she's,
I mean,
14 or 12?
I think she's like, she put on the application she was 23. But I hope she wasn't lying on the application just trying to get the job.
I'm barely legal. And I mean barely.
Well, we'll just, so you are over 18, we'll put it that way.
By Singapore standards.
I don't know the laws in Singapore, but I'll assume either. that you're at least 18. But again, back to her breasts. Let's talk about her breasts some more, Chris. Because they're amazingly not at all saggy for how huge they are.
They're full.
They're very full.
And there's cleavage, but they're not like jammed into each other. There's a little break.
Yeah, exactly. Now, her Chris said she's got a very thin waist, but then her hips.
Oh, the hips make up. Yeah, they totally come back around.
They go way out.
Way back.
Like it looks like she probably could bear children very well.
She looks
well.
Like a freak, to be honest with you.
But in a good way. Do you mean freak like?
I don't think Chris ever means freak in a bad way.
It looks like from the waist up, she's a bobblehead.
How would you describe her skin tone, Chris?
I would say a milky coffee, like a light brown.
Yeah, very, very radiant. Also,
yeah,
full of life. She looks intelligent. You can kind of just has that spark in her eyes.
I don't know if I'll sign off on that one. She looks obedient, though. She has an obedient gleam in her eye.
I am so obedient and loyal, like a dog. But I won't stop licking you no matter how hard you spank me.
Right.
That's not exactly obedient.
Yeah. I have an idea. Maybe me and Chris and Ben could sort of describe what we look for in a woman, and you could maybe tell us what you look for in a man. Now, for example, what I look for in a woman, honestly, I know this sounds cliche, but I look for intelligence. And I don't mean like I want a brainiac, but I want someone that you can have a real conversation with, you know?
News of papers make my brain hurt.
Well, that honestly doesn't even bother me that bad, because I don't mean someone who's well-read. I don't really care if you read a lot of newspapers. There's a specific type of intelligence that I look for in a woman.
You just want to be able to hold a conversation.
Yeah, and also, exactly.
I believe God is real.
Now, there we go. That's a good point.
That doesn't sound very smart.
Now, I don't want someone who, not because of intelligence, but just I don't want someone who God is a big part of their life, just because I feel like that's not going to go. That's not how I feel. So I don't think the relationship would go well.
I was just kidding. The only man I pray to is my man. My favorite time to pray to him is while he's driving a car.
Road praying.
Yeah, road prayer is the best.
Road prayer is pretty awesome. It's weird how road prayer feels way better than regular prayer. Don't you guys think that's kind of weird?
Yeah.
It's true.
It's like your legs start tingling during road prayer. Like you feel like you're out of control.
You get so filled with the spirit that you can hardly control the steering wheel or the acceleration process.
Yeah, you're usually swerving and going 14 miles per hour.
You go from like 80 to 20 in 3 seconds and then back up to 60.
I know.
You're taking up 3 lanes on the freeway.
All in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Shoddy Radio.
Oh, hi. It's me, Robo Chris. You can now listen to Shoddy Radio from most mobile phones by downloading Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is an app that allows you to stream podcasts from most smartphones. So download the Stitcher app to your phone. Or go to Stitcher.com for more information. And, for crying out loud, leave a review for Shoddy Radio in the iTunes store if you haven't already.
What about you, Ben? What are some important things for you in a relationship?
Are we talking physical features?
Whatever you want.
Let's talk physical features.
Sure.
For me, teeth is really important.
They have to have teeth. Gotcha. They need to be able to consume food.
They have to take care of them as well.
You don't want to chew your woman's food for you. I understand.
I think you could tell a lot about how a woman takes care of herself just by how she takes care of her teeth.
Right. That's true. I agree with that.
Oh, I never use my teeth. Sometimes my man thinks I'm all gums.
All right, what else?
That's important. I'm also really into hair. Like, I like when a girl has a nice, healthy head of hair.
Yeah, well, this seems weird. Like, I feel like you're describing a pet. Like, of course you want your woman to have hair.
Not just have hair, but I said healthy hair.
I have long hair like a horse's mane. Sometimes I need it to be pulled so I knew which direction you want me to go in.
But yes, I'll say Jennifer has a very healthy head of hair. Are there other physical features that are important to you, Ben? Or
I think just overall shape. I mean, I'm not into a girl that's like really super thin, and fatties need not apply.
Well, see, the thing about a girl being fat, I don't even mind if she's a little bit chubby, honestly. It's more that she doesn't take care of herself. That's what I would bother me more about someone being fat.
When I say fat, I think my definition of fat is a lot different than some other guys.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what some other people would consider fat, I may just consider chubby.
I am bored. Can I go shopping?
This is not the exact commentary I was hoping for, but not yet. You're going to have to wait till the end of the show, hon.
Hun.
Yes, sweetheart.
Was Chris going to say things that he likes in a woman?
I like a woman who isn't stuck up and doesn't have all kinds of high standards and expectations.
Are you joking, or you're kind of being serious, right?
I don't like a stuck up woman.
I want to go on fabulous vacations around the world because I deserve it. However, I don't want to work.
I think that's exactly what we're talking about. That's generally not what we look for in a woman. I wanted to ask Jennifer about pornography, because I feel like men and women have a different take on pornography. You know what I mean? Like, I think guys watch different types of pornos than girls do. I basically, when I watch a porno, I want to know that the guy is attractive. I know that's kind of weird, but what do you think about that, Ben? Like, do you feel the same way?
That's gross, dude.
No, really. Like, because I want...
That's kind of gay.
Because otherwise, I don't think the girl's really into it, and I don't want to see the girl acting.
Like, you don't have to think to yourself that there was probably money changed hands in this transaction.
Right. It's more like, she might be into this, dude. Oh, I'm more of a voyeur. I'm just looking in on it.
I love pornography. I like when girls suck cock like they are sick and the antidote is penis.
See...
That sounded like a Chris Rock joke, Jennifer.
Jennifer, do you remember how old you were the first time you saw porno?
Probably like 11, but I had been filming them 4 years before.
Wait, 4 years before or 4 years before? The number four or just the word?
Oh, I mean several years before. So sorry.
Now, again, I have another question. When you say you'd been filming them, do you mean that you had been actually behind the camera filming them, or you had been acting in pornos for several years before that?
Oh, I mean that I was a porno actress for years, but I didn't get paid money. I got paid in cock. And brother, I was paid in full.
Did you just call me brother? Hulk Hogan just come in here. All right. Well, you know, you said that at the, I got to say, we don't endorse that here at Shoddy Radio. 7-year-olds doing pornography being paid in cock. But, you know, I don't want to judge, I guess. When you're not watching pornography, what other types of things do you like to do, like in your spare time?
I like to cook for my man and then clean the dishes afterwards. Then I like to clean my man's cock the old-fashioned way, which means I suck on it.
I was wondering what the old-fashioned way was.
What's the new-fashioned way?
Yeah, what's the new way?
She's a traditional girl.
Can I ask you, Jennifer, what would be the new-fashioned way?
With my butt. But it doesn't really get clean that way.
I can imagine that probably would have be counterproductive.
She's really candid, but kind of dirty.
Yeah. Jennifer, do you want to be a mother? Do you want to have kids someday?
Yes, I want to sheet out at least a dozen little rats. And then I want to nag my husband about paying for private schools.
A dozen. I hope you don't mean at a time, like a litter of them.
I am a baby making factory and a cock sucking warehouse.
It's like the best of both worlds.
Right. Oh, man.
I am bored. Can we watch Jersey Shore so that I can live vicariously through Snooki?
Well, we can watch it afterwards. We're almost done here. Ben, you're a recent father. Maybe you could talk to Jennifer a little bit about having kids. Like, would you have any advice for her or questions that you might have? I don't know.
My advice would be not to have a dozen little rats, because one little rat is plenty of work.
You are so wise, Ben. I guess that is why you are a man.
or maybe he's wise because he's a man. Either way.
Oh, yes. How stupid of me. Thank you, Danny. If you want, you can have Chris spank me for being so stupid.
Well, I'll leave that up to Chris. Actually, speaking of which, she's been talking. She's been making a lot of innuendoed comments your way, Chris. What do you think about this? Do you ever want to have kids, Chris?
If I find the right woman who will shit out a litter and nag me about private schools, maybe.
Well, I mean, Jennifer, she might make a good mom. What do you think?
I don't know. I really have to give it some hard soul searching.
Oh, please say yes. My cunt is hungry for your baby juice, and my wallet is hungry for your hard-earned money.
Why do you care about a wallet? You should have a purse, Jennifer. Chris, you're probably not really interested in having kids at this point with her, especially with Jennifer. I mean, you guys barely have met each other.
I'm just really not ready to settle down at this point in my life.
That's okay. Can I still choke on your delicious balls?
Answer the lady.
I don't want to confirm or deny right now.
No, that's very gentlemanly of you, Chris. Yeah. Maybe if you got to know Jennifer a little more, you'd be more interested in having kids with her, you know, down the road, settling down. Like, what kind of music do you listen to, Jennifer?
Mostly gangster rap and Toby Keith.
Eclectic. What about TV? What kind of TV do you watch? You have favorite shows or favorite movies?
I like The Biggest Loser because I can watch overweight women and feel good about myself. I also like The Big Bang Theory, even though it wasn't what I thought it would be.
Oh, man. All right. Well, do you guys have any other questions for Jennifer? I feel like this was a pretty good first show with her. We found out a lot about her.
I think.
Does Jennifer have any questions for us?
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good question, Ben.
Is.
Yes, I do. Can you all three bang me, then invite your friends over to bang me? Then have everyone give me money that they earned so that I can go shopping for really dumb things that I don't need. And then can one of your uglier friends with no self-esteem marry me and get me pregnant so that I can act out my motherly instincts? And then I can blame him for my life not turning out the way I wanted to, so I can cheat on him with a clean conscience.
I guess.
I'm gonna answer no to that question.
Well, I think that's all the time we have for tonight, Jennifer. So I guess we'll have to get back to you and tell you if you got the job or not.
Okay, and remember, I will blow you if you hire me.
What do you guys think? How did she do? I think she did all right.
I think she's a good candidate.
She's a good candidate because she basically represents every woman in America.
Every woman completely, like, and she speaks the truth.
Yes, she speaks. Every woman, when she's talking, I feel like is saying, yes, finally, Shoddy Radio is getting a woman's point of view.
Exactly.
Like, they're thinking, this is exactly what we always wanted to said on the show.
You're welcome, ladies.
Exactly, you're welcome.
She can kind of be like the Sarah Palin of our podcast.
Oh, exactly. By the way, what do you think of Sarah Palin?
Yes, we can.
That's Obama. What do you think of Sarah Palin?
She is a maverick.
No, that's John McCain. Sarah Palin was the woman who was running. She was the vice presidential candidate for John McCain in the election.
Oh, yeah. She is hot, so I hate her. But I have to admit that she is a genius.
She is a very smart woman. That's true. I mean, for a woman, I'm saying.
Of course.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, Jennifer. And I guess good night, everyone. Good night, Chris.
Good night, Danny.
Good night, Benjamin.
Good night, guys.